there are other forms of humor that we've in the subject that we've been talking about this week. This is Brian Teal from Leroy, Minnesota, Grace Christian. One of the other forms that's common in life, not so common in the Bible, but some examples of it, is the form of irony. O. Henry was a great user of this device in American literature. His stories always seem to end with an unexpected twist. One of those unexpected twists is the story of Absalom. This was the son of David who became very popular, probably because he had this fabulous head of hair. I know some of us who grew up more around the World War II era, you know, the crew cut and the button-down look and so forth, we don't see it. But since the 60s and 70s, long hair has become definitely popular with lots of people. So as we read in Samuel, 2 Samuel, Absalom really exploited this charm and his good looks, and he used that in a rebellion against his father. But ironically then, Absalom's beautiful mane of hair became his downfall when it got caught in a tree while he was riding a mule fleeing from David's soldiers, and that was the cause of his death. So the irony there. Now, I guess you wouldn't say that's real humor, but sometimes irony is humorous. Another example of irony was the story of Esther. Of course, Esther was an orphan girl, and she was raised by her uncle Mordecai. Her Hebrew name was Hadassah, but she took the Assyrian or Persian name of Esther. And because of her beauty and her charm, she became a queen of the land. But the enemy of her uncle Mordecai was one of the leaders in the Persian king's kingdom, Haman, and he was so upset with Mordecai that he created a 75-foot-high gallows that he was going to kill Mordecai with. Unaware that Mordecai was the foster father of the queen, however, Haman met his own death on those gallows. So the fact that we have that in the story of Esther, you know, it's the irony of that kind of thing. So that's another form of humor. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in your word we have so many kinds of examples that relate to the way that we see life and how we understand life. Truly, your ability to communicate with us in ways that you have made us is a blessing, and we thank you for that. We pray in Jesus' name.